Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, here we go. Packers losing. As this show starts, 34-26, 4:41 to go in this football game that, if we're being honest, has been quite depressing throughout this football game, if you are a Green Bay Packer fan. Quite depressing, right? Because of all the guys that you've lost to injury, and then, depending on how long they are out, you start thinking about, how do they overcome all of these guys if they are significant injuries? Micah Parsons, non-contact injury. Again, we were wrong on Giannis years ago when he went down with his injury, so maybe we'll be wrong on this, but that looked like a season-ending injury to me, Tommy Wirtz.
Yeah, not looking good for Micah Parsons. A lot of injuries across the NFL today in general.
Patrick Mahomes.
Not even, Micah Parsons, while a big injury, you're seeing Jordan Love just go down on a sack right there. Zach Tom went down in this game. Darian Kennard's been playing for him. Christian Watson, obviously. I mean, this game is just, at what cost, Green Bay? I mean, that's what it feels like right now watching this. And, yeah, I mean, like, just sick. I just feel sick to my stomach watching this game right now. I don't even know whether or not to care about this result or not.
Not really.
Because of what's happening in between.
Not really. I mean, I've been texting people while this was going on and just saying, hey, man, like, this doesn't even matter if we're being honest. Like, win, lose, whatever. I mean, yeah, it would be great to come back and tie it if you get into that situation. That's great. But realistically, to think that this one matters. If you lose Micah Parsons for the year, this defense is in a lot of trouble because you don't have anybody else that can get to the quarterback. I mean, the one play where Micah Parsons ran by Rashawn Gary chasing after Bo Nix, it looked like Rashawn Gary just stopped running.
Yeah.
Once Micah Parsons ran by, he was like, ah, cool, I'm good, I'm not going to run anymore, and just pulled up and stopped.
Yeah, that was one that Mason Crosby pointed out in our little text thread, and then it was one that Ryan Wood claims that's just the Micah Parsons effect. But in our first reaction to it, yeah, I am severely disappointed in what Rashawn Gary's been putting up with over the last couple of months now here with Micah Parsons still there. And, yeah, he just got sacked, and the game's probably going to end on that one right there.
Great. That's fourth down. So, yeah, 2:28 to go. That will end it. Packers are going to lose this one, bare minimum, 34-26. But I think they can pretty much just kneel it out now and be done more than likely. So, yeah, Broncos are going to get the win, prove to the world that they are for real. And meanwhile, the Packers stuck at 9, which means the Bears will hop, skip, and jump over the top of them, which, again, at this point, it doesn't really mean a whole bunch if we're being honest. Like, even looking ahead to Friday, I mean, we got the big Brat Bowl coming up. brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha and Siding Unlimited. Coming up in Kenosha at the Brat Stop right there off the Highway 50 exit at 94. That's on Friday, where we'll have 9 to noon with Kuhn, the Mason Crosby Show, Mitch Thunder-Nellis, and Wisconsin Sports Daily. And I'm sure they'll be all excited to talk about it. But from a Packer fan standpoint, I mean, if it comes out that they don't have Watson, they don't have Tom, they don't have Parsons, and Evan Williams got hurt in this game too. I mean, if those guys all can't go against Chicago, I mean, maybe they still win that game. But realistically, the thought of a Super Bowl at this point, if Micah Parsons is gone for the year, no. I don't see how this defense gets this team a Super Bowl without Micah Parsons if he's done for the year. You gave up 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark, put all your eggs into that basket for a reason, because the guy's an absolute stud. And now to have this type of injury here, potentially to Micah Parsons and the Packers, pretty much ruins the entire season for the Green Bay Packers. Well, after being in a position to not only win the division, but to also win the conference.
Well, and I mean, if it's an ACL, like now how can you not think about, well, he's going to miss some of next year?
Well, that's
too,
9
right?
months, so that puts you around September. So, you know, if it's an ACL, I think you're still okay where he's back by at least October. And maybe he's back by middle of September or somewhere in that area. If it's an ACL, that doesn't bother me as much. And that would be my guess, because he didn't like grab towards the Achilles. If it's an Achilles, well, that's way different. Then you have bigger issues on your hand as far as how long he's going to be out. But if it's an ACL, I think you still have him back for majority of next year. Now, to what extent is he playing at and what level is he playing at coming off an ACL? Because an ACL injury to a pass rusher is a significant injury, right? Because that affects your quickness and so forth.
Well, especially Micah Parsons' game, where he's bending and moving, and it's all reliant
Correct.
On how much faster he is than everyone else, right?
Yep. Nicolay Law, talk to text line. If you want to jump aboard, I know we're at the 2-minute warning in the game, but let's be real. It's been over. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. We are here. Let's go. Maybe you notice I have my Camel Bucks hat on that used to be my kid's a while ago. So got my Bucks hat on. Then I've got the new like sweatsuit combo. The top matches the bottom. Very Christmassy. I got that on too. If you're streaming live on X or on YouTube at WI Sports Radio, I sat at home
you
yesterday.
Look cute. Yeah.
Did nothing.
Yeah.
Today we were baking cookies at home before the Packer game started. They're still baking cookies at home while I'm here. Got more baking of cookies and decorating of cookies Tuesday and Thursday. Y'all are not going to ruin my Christmas mood just because the Packer season is probably over. You are not going to ruin my Christmas mood. No, you are not. Let's go to Trell on the north side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Tommy Wirtz. What's up, Trell?
What's going on, Sparky?
It's over.
Yeah, the season is probably over with, man. Injury to Parsons.
Yep.
I mean, I'm still crossing my hands. Maybe he didn't. No, he is a freak. So maybe he didn't, but it looked like it was probably an ACL or something.
I remember when Giannis got hurt, and we all thought it was over for Giannis, and we were hoping it wasn't going to take out the next year, too. And all of a sudden, miraculously, it was a hyperextension, and he was fine, and he played. So that's my lone hope that I have in this one.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, I still think we're probably going to end up being a wild card team.
Yeah, but then you would need him. If he's in there for the playoffs, then they have a chance again. If he's not, if he can't play in the playoffs, it doesn't matter what seed you are.
True. But then Christian Watson, I mean, he's hurt again. Like, every time it seems like we start to have some belief in him, he just gets hurt. Some type of injury or something.
I feel bad for him, man. He can't stay healthy. He's a good player. Really good player. Just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. Golden's been looking good in his opportunities tonight. I mean, I honestly tell you the truth, the Packers were still winning, and it felt like that they were losing that game. I think they were up by 1 point or something like that. And I'm like, it just felt like they were losing.
They were losing. They lost momentum. That's what happened. And they couldn't get it back.
Yeah. So I don't know where season goes from here, Sparky. I guess we'll be waiting to hear the injury news. But if he's out, their season is pretty much over with. I know that.
If Christian Watson is out, then I better have a heavy dose of Matthew Golden the rest of the year. That's all I'm. If I watch the rest of this season, if Watson's out and they still don't involve Golden with like 6 or 7 targets a game, I'm going to be mad, Trell. Thanks for the call. Going to be mad. I want more Matthew Golden in my life, and I want it now.
We've been begging for that for even regardless of the injury situation, and now with Christian Watson being down especially, Packers, they might get the ball back with like a minute 20 here if everything goes smoothly.
Okay. Thanks for the update.
Just reviving
The Packers are losing 34-26.
Oh, they're going to go for it on fourth down.
Fourth down and one. They are at the Green Bay 37 or so. Need to get to like about the 36.
It's like a wing tee, and they stopped it.
They stopped it.
All right, minute 8 seconds left to go tie the game.
Who do you think stopped it? Adrian Cooper, of course, because Adrian Cooper stops everything.
Oh,
Adrian Cooper is so, freaking good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
We knew this after 8 games last year. Once you saw that he could click in a defense.
Goodness, is he good.
Yeah, it was all over from there. He was on the outside of that one. Wasn't even in the interior there either. Yep. And able to now keep it alive for the time being. This would be a massive game for Jordan Love to lead something back, overcome this. He's had a really rough second half. It's because the Packers' offense, you talk about the moves and momentum, it was the first play of the second half, and Christian Watson got injured. Now, Green Bay...
And it was a pick.
Yeah, well, right. And I still don't even know if anyone was really worried about the interception. It was all, oh, no, Christian Watson isn't going to be available. Where do they go now? But, I mean, they got to go 62 yards here. I mean, that's not unheard of.
And at some point, you have to be concerned. That was a horrible throw by Love. At some point, you have to be concerned about this defense, too. Because this defense had some issues against Chicago last week, and now definitely had issues today against the Denver Broncos. And if there is no Micah Parsons, and again, I don't think there's going to be. If there is no Micah Parsons, that is going to be even a bigger issue. Back to the phones we go. Nicolay Law, talk and text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. Green Bay football postgame show powered by Lakeland University here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve in Greenfield, you're next. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, Sparky, let's be honest. Even before Parsons got hurt, the defense was playing like crap.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many long 10, 12, 14 play ball control drives. And you know, if Halfley wants to take another job, I don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
I don't think I'm there yet. Thanks for the call. I don't think I'm at the point of telling Halfley you can go somewhere else. I don't think I'm there.
I don't think I'm there either, but there was a time, the fourth and one, where Bo Nix snuck the ball.
Called it in my car driving.
There was a QB sneak that they had
prior to that.
Well, that was because they had 12 men. Is that on Matt LaFleur? Is that on Jeff Halfley?
Well, Halfley's up in the box, so it ain't on Halfley.
Okay, well, is it on Matt LaFleur or someone on defensive assistant?
Somebody on the defensive staff. Whoever is Halfley's guy on the sidelines. It ain't on Halfley. He can't do anything. He's up in the box. So he can't figure anything out like that.
Oh my gosh!
There's no chance.
The Jaden Reed looks banged up now too. Here after that,
he just missed the ball.
Well, he's not getting up. So third and 15 here, 56 seconds left. Jordan Love's been running all over in the second half too. The offensive line when Zach Tom went out,
he didn't drop it. It bounced in front of him. Never mind. It wasn't a great throw by Love. Now again, grant you, Love was rolling to the right, yet Reed's holding his knee. So we'll see what that's all about. And again, he just came back from injury.
Yep.
That is what this game is going to be all about. Win or lose, to be honest, I don't care. I just don't. I don't care if they win or lose. The story of this game is going to be all the injuries that happen. It's not going to be about Jordan Love's play. It's not going to be about anything else other than all the injuries that occurred in this football game. And it is essentially catastrophic depending on how long the majority of these guys are going to miss time. What do we got over there on the dugout chat on YouTube and X? People commenting there. You can as well, as we live stream this at WI Sports Radio on X and on YouTube.
Yeah, a couple of people talking about the game today. Q lost the battle and the war tonight. Such a bummer right now. Losing Micah, it's over, from TV fanatic over here. We had another one come in from Matthew. LaFleur lost this, bomb up 9, and Love played it terribly. Another throw by Love that cost us here from 2011 Pack Attack. Yeah, there's not a lot of happy Packers fans right now either. As Martin says there, Love throws the bomb at INT. Stupidity, couldn't just throw it away.
The game's officially over. Love, again, threw a ball that had no chance of being caught by anybody to end the game there on fourth down. But as you pointed out, pass protection, Big problems there on that play as well. And that's something that they're going to have to figure out. I mean, maybe it's Jordan Morgan's chance to go play right tackle. Maybe it's Rashid Walker going to right tackle, and we try out Jordan Morgan at left tackle the rest of the season. But not having Zach Tom was huge there in the second half once he went down with injury. Not having Christian Watson was huge because you lose your big play threat down the field, so that's a big one. You lose your best pass rusher, Micah Parsons, which could be for the season. Again, regardless of the Watson injury and everybody else, if Micah Parsons is out, it's over. Like I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, we're going to sit here and do post-game shows after the rest of these games and all of that, but you're going to need a Christmas miracle in order for this team to make any type of run the rest of the way out. That's really what you're going to need, because either Rashawn Gary's going to have to learn how to get to the quarterback again and finish, or Lucas Van Ness, who is out there today, is going to have to show why they took him in the first round, or Engabare is going to have to step up and play at a high level, which, again, we've seen that at times throughout the year. But there is a lot of stuff that's going to have to go right in order for this to actually go the Packers' way. Packers lose this one 34-26. Take a quick timeout. Continue on. It is the Green Bay Football Post Game Show, powered by Lakeland University, here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, broadcasting live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Dial it up. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And able to spin out of the tackle. Great effort by Mims. I tell you, the Packers defense looks... Oh, Parsons. Parsons is down.
That was non-contact, it looked like, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not good. Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, no was right. Nance Romo on the call. CBS, the low light from Packers lose 34-26. C. Sparky Fiverr with you. Tommy Wirtz over there. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. And just ugly. Gut-wrenching, I guess, would be the best way to describe how this one played out today. Brandon McManus's return to Denver, successful. Hit everything that he kicked, went right through. So maybe everybody's chilling now on Brandon McManus not being good and wanting them to cut him. But overall, not good. Not good at all. This was good, though.
I don't think that was pass interference.
Meanwhile, Jacobs, no one near him, taken off. Jacobs to the end zone for his longest touchdown run of the season.
That was pass interference, Tony Romo. You cannot hold the receiver's arm and then say, oh, I don't think it's pass interference, man. That was like a 40-yard touchdown run there by Josh Jacobs. I could not understand. Well, yeah, he's holding his arm, but I don't think that's pass interference. What are you talking about, man? That is clearly pass interference, Tommy.
Hey, before he got injured and everyone was sad, Micah Parsons got a holding call today, too.
He did.
Yeah. So,
first one since week six.
Yeah. That was cool. Right? When that lasted. It sucks. Today sucks. Riley Moss getting that interception at the end, too, where it really didn't even matter and it was tipped up. Like, he had a... It was a rough game for the corners and this one in general. I thought the passing game for both teams looked pretty awesome and... I couldn't believe how bad Keyshawn Nixon was playing in this one. On top of it, just felt like third down, let's find Cortland Sutton and let Keyshawn Nixon get torched this entire game.
Right, and the offense was killing it there until Zach Tom and Christian Watson went down. And once that happened, then all the wheels came up of the offense. But in the first half, I realized, right, you want more than 6 points in the first two times you're down there to score points. You don't want just field goals. Against this Broncos team, but overall, Jordan Love and this Packers offense was rolling strong against this Broncos defense that a lot think is one of the best in the league. They were talking about, at the beginning of this game, the 85 Bears. They're not the 85 Bears. I watched the 85 Bears. They're not the 85 Bears. Tony Romo should have remembered the 85 Bears. He also should not even reference 85 Bears. Now, you can reference it from a statistical standpoint by me, all means. Go ahead. But this here does not strike the fear of God into you like the 85 Bears.
I think it was based on the sack numbers. Like, that's the record.
No, it wasn't just that. It was red zone numbers, third down percentage numbers, and sack numbers, all three. And then Romo said, they're on pace to be like the 85 Bears. I about threw something at the TV. I was like, this is not, do not. And statistically, fine. You can throw out 85 Bears all you want. That defense ain't that. They're just not that. That defense that I just watched, very, very beatable. And this Packers team would have beat this team had they not lost several key players in the second half of this football game. They definitely were winning that football game.
Yeah, they scored on their first five drives,
yes.
Right? I mean, like, they looked awesome. And then it was the three and out where after they had gone up by a touchdown at the time, or at least gone up in the ball game, and then that's when they took the shot play to Christian Watson, and the game was over after that play. They did not recover from that play. Zach Tom had gone out in between then. Obviously, Micah Parsons. You brought up Evan Williams, too. Like, this game, at a point in the third quarter, you could tell that this team just felt like, at what cost? Like, do we go out and try to win this game and exert even more energy after they just lost so many key and crucial pieces in this Packers personnel today alone? Yeah, that was brutal. I mean... losing the ball game doesn't even feel that bad.
No, I don't care about the final result, to be honest with you. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250 from Justin and Port. Typical Packers luck and Lions and Bears luck. All on top of the refs, screwing Green Bay every single game and favoring the other North teams. Season is over. The Chicago refs will learn from their mistakes last game and favor the Bears even more next week. Even the dirty Broncos got favored by the refs against Green Bay. Always Green Bay versus the refs. All the NFC North, besides the Packers being luck and ref merchants, is getting old. Justin from Port. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University as we broadcast live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. More of your calls, texts, and we'll hear from maybe from Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur as well. Coming up next, Packers lose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, let's get to it. Packers lose 34-26 as we broadcast live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, streaming live on X and on YouTube at WI Sports Radio. Don't forget, if you miss any of our shows, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor Thomas and Josh Albrecht. 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. Noon to 2, Mason Crosby, Mitch Thunder Nellis, and then I'll be back on from 2 to 5. We wrap up the day tomorrow on a Green and Gold Monday from 5 to 6 with that guy over there, Tommy Wirtz, with the Wisconsin Sports Wrap-Up.
Got an update here for you as listening to Matt LaFleur right now.
Is it good or bad?
And just to verify, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur told reporters that Micah Parsons' knee injury, thought to be a torn ACL, quote, doesn't look good. So just confirming what we all kind of knew already.
Did we have to say that? I mean,
we have a duty.
No, we don't.
And an obligation.
Screw the duty. No, we're all hurt. Our feelings are hurt. Our heart is hurt. Everything is hurt right now as a Packers fan. We're hurt. It's okay. It's okay to be sad and depressed the rest of the day and the rest of the week and the rest of the season, for that matter. Packers
football stinks, man.
34-26. It does suck. Schlitz Hat Patrick says, I'm okay, not really, but I'll deal. Like last Super Bowl run, next man up. Tommy, are you there Friday? Can't wait to see you again. Friday is Brat Bowl 3 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha, brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha, and of course, Siding Unlimited as well. And yes, we will be out there this Friday. All the festivities, we'll have the score broadcasting live from there in Chicago. They'll be unbearable. Pun intended. And we'll also have everybody from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Well, not everybody. The morning show won't be
there. I will not be there, but no. Producer Charlie, Chicago Charlie, going to be down
Charlie
there.
Charlie Hughes will make his
debut.
Right.
That's big news.
Yeah,
big
so news. 9 to noon with John Kuhn. Rami Makhlouf will be there because John Kuhn will be traveling with the team. Noon to 2, Mason Crosby Show. Mitch Thunder Nellis will be there. I'll be there from 2 until 5. And Charlie will be there with me. So, and I'll be there most of the day hanging out. So come hang out with us. Give us some support, even though the Packers season is probably over. Come hang out with us and deal with the obnoxious Bears fans at the Broad Stop coming up on Friday. Boy, are they going to be even more obnoxious than they were going to be before now.
Yeah, I mean, there has been comments in here calling Saturday the Super Bowl now.
No, it's over. Stop. Just stop. CB, downtown Milwaukee, you are next here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network after a Packers loss. What's up, CB?
What's going on, man? It was a good game, man. The Packers just kind of fell short. You know, if they don't put pressure on Bo Nix, like I said, he goes over the top, he'll eat you up. But the one disappointing player that really bothered me was Rasheed Walker, all those penalties. What's going on with him, man? What's up with him?
He hasn't been that good all year, man. This isn't some breaking news. He hasn't been that good all year. And I don't know if he's not that good because there's pressure on him because they didn't give him a contract extension and he's pressing or whatever. But today, multiple false start penalties and everything else. No, it was not a good day for Rasheed Walker. And again, he's not going to be here after this year. It's going to be Jordan Morgan. And therefore, let's move to that next segment. If they think it's over, just put Jordan Morgan in at left tackle for the rest of the year. Just put him in.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what they can do. And
yes.
And without Watson, man, they just really ghost and don't know what to do. And they need some more receivers, too. That's another problem, too.
Without Micah Parsons, they're not going to get a pass rush. Thanks for the call. That's the other thing, right? Okay, Jeff Hafley, defensive coordinator, man that I have a crush on. Here's your chance to blitz and be aggressive. Because now you're going to have to. You cannot run four without Micah Parsons the rest of the year and think you're going to get home. You're going to have to bring some type of blitz packages, some type of exotic looks in order to get after the quarterback. If you cannot do that, this defense, they're sitting ducks. Guaranteed, Tom.
Yeah, they were really anti-blitz today, it felt like, in general.
Because Knicks can run. That's how he always is against guys.
And they brought in one with Isaiah McDuffie that they timed really well, but unfortunately he got the ball away. They didn't get any pressure today, it really felt like. And when they did, Bo Nix was able to scramble away. And it was the same last week with Caleb Williams. It felt very similar.
Gets ballered into a pickle on the one of them. So he comes up, throws it right over the top of him to the receiver for like 17 yards.
Do you want updates on these other guys? Because I have a couple other ones. LaFleur doesn't have specific updates on knee injuries to Zach Tom and Evan Williams, but says he does not think they are long-term issues during this, as well as a Christian Watson update that I just had right here. Said he left the stadium for a scan in regards to his chest injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see if I can rewind this a little bit, because I'm pretty depressed at this point. If you are going to win games the rest of the year, you must have Zach Tom. You must have Christian Watson. Must. If one or both are not playing, it's over. And there is a chance maybe you can outscore teams. But to think that this defense is going to do much of anything without Micah Parsons, you're kidding yourself, I think, at this point. More realistically is, okay, can you score 30 to 35 every week and try and outscore the team? Can your defense, without Micah Parsons, get you two punts a game? Can you do that without Micah Parsons? And then can this offense go? But if there is no Zach Tom and if there is no Christian Watson, they're toast.
Yeah, I don't know. Does it matter with the other guys if Micah Parsons is? I mean, it's significant.
Evan Williams?
Well, I'm saying, echoing what you're saying, really, is the other injuries. That's just cherry on top.
Yeah,
the ice cream is melted with Micah Parsons being out for the season. That's what it feels like to me.
Yes.
And it's because the pass rush has been very mediocre. Ooh. If you remove Micah Parsons, maybe bad if you remove Micah Parsons from the equation for Green Bay. Rashawn Gary, you need to see him step up, and he really went absent over the last how many months now. Lucas Van Ness hasn't been able to stay on the field. I thought in his limited participation, at least it looked like he was getting off the ball pretty well today, and I don't know how well of a test it is to go up against the Broncos for him on limited participation, but this is a Packers team that didn't just lose like one of their best players. They lost their leader as well on the defense, too. So this is a massive blow. And while I care about what's going on with Zach Tom and Evan Williams and Christian Watson, like Micah Parsons, it feels like a death blow.
Yeah.
I agree.
Scotty Tiffany uses the Nicolay Law talking text line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. We'll get back to more of the comments on the Dugout YouTube chat momentarily. Scotty Tiffany, where to start? Injuries are a deficit, but to totally change the dynamic of a team, what the hell? The deterioration of the offensive line, then the secondary's lack of production. Yeah, I'm drinking a whiskey now. I'm jealous. I wish I was drinking a whiskey right with you. That is, it's just a lot in one game. I mean, it's just a lot to take in. Now, thankfully, according to LaFleur, it doesn't sound like some of these other ones are long-term. Watson, he doesn't know. He's getting an exam. But it sounds Micah Parsons, they fear a torn ACL, so he's toast. And then the other ones, Zach Tom, sounds like he might be able to get back. Evan Williams was the other one you said he might be able to get back to?
Yeah.
With the knee?
The Zach Tom and Evan Williams, the injuries 1 to 3 weeks was the exact quote.
1 to 3 weeks? Well, oh, yeah. My God. 3 weeks? If they don't have Zach Tom for 3 weeks.
They're going to need him in January more than they're going to need him in December.
Time out. One second. You're saying they still make the playoffs?
Yeah, of course they're going to still make the playoffs. They got to play the Ravens, who have not been good, and they got to play
Think you understand.
They had a 92% chance to make the playoffs with a loss today.
I understand. That's
they're going to make the playoffs.
Now you have, if there is no Zach Tom for the next three games, and no Christian Watson, and no Micah Parsons, they could still beat the Vikings.
Yeah, the Lions lost today still, that was a big loss in far as playoff implications.
The Packers now sit seventh in seeding.
Yep.
They are setting seventh. If they lose to the Bears next week, they're going to be out.
Yeah, and then they're going to beat the Vikings. They're going to be right back in this. They're going to beat the Ravens. They're going to be right back in this.
Your hopes up.
I'm not worried about sustainability with this team. It's expectation that gets destroyed with all these injuries. I think that this team is going to be good enough to pull out one more victory this
against
season.
The Vikings. Sure, but a 10-win team's going to miss the playoffs.
No, they're going to make the playoffs because of the tie.
Well, I hope you're right. KJ in West Allis, you're next on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. What's up, KJ?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, Sparky.
Sure.
Sparky, this was potentially the most costly loss probably in years for the Packers. If they lost Micah Parsons, you might as well stick a fork in that defense. I mean, I just don't see how they can come back from that, man. I mean, he was the dominant force. Everything centered around him. You know, it almost basically the same. He's the Giannis of the Packers, okay? Because everything on that defense is predicated around him. And then you might lose Watson as well. Come on, man. I mean, and I don't know who Tommy was saying that they're going to beat the Ravens. And the Ravens are coming on, man. I mean, I that's not a gimme game either.
Gimme game without Zach Tom, Christian Watson, and Micah Parsons.
No, there's
and
not.
Jacobs is banged up to begin with.
KJ, how do you feel about Jordan Love, though, then? Because, again, I think that Jordan Love was playing fine until the second half. Pass rush obviously failed him in the second part, and they didn't get anything going from there, 100%.
Watson went out.
He was 17-22 in the first half.
With Watson and Tom.
Yeah, and I still think that can lead to leading this team to a victory once or twice at the end of this season. I'm not saying they run the table now, but they have to play the Minnesota Vikings, and the Ravens are catching fire. They just played the Bengals, who are an absolute dumpster fire today, and they're a 500 ball club otherwise.
Joe Burrow.
I understand that, but the Ravens still have something to play for. I mean, they're not going to lay down.
So do the Packers. Packers have to make the playoffs still.
Watson being out in that second half, everything was on Jordan Love's shoulders. They passed the ball probably two-thirds of the time in the second half. They didn't run the ball.
KJ, I got to roll. I got to get to break here, but thanks for the call. This is the thing, Tommy. When Christian Watson first got drafted, dropped that ball to start off his career.
I was there.
Got hurt.
Yep.
Comes back, and even Rodgers said, so much of this offense is dependent on Christian Watson being out there and being healthy. And once Christian Watson got back for a very limited time, you started to see it. Every time this offense has been clicking and going right with Jordan Love, it's because Christian Watson is on the field.
Or now, Tucker Kraft.
Now, you could say, well, Tucker Kraft, yes,
or,
recently.
I
yes,
said or. Yeah.
Sure. But he's gone too. And then you lose a chunk of your playbook because apparently you don't trust Matthew Golden. So you take a chunk of your playbook out because Jaden Reed was hurt this year. So now here comes back with the Jaden Reed chunk. But again, I think that's affected by not having Christian Watson out there. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm depressed. I just.
As you should be.
Just very depressed. 612, Nicolay Law talking text line. This feels very bad. Season feels over. The most disappointing thing is one half ruined the whole season. Bob in Minneapolis. Yes, that's exactly what happened. One half ended their season, probably. What did we got over there on the YouTube dugout chat before?
A lot of negativity here. Greg says, as they say, Parson is the guy that stirs the drink. I think we can all agree on that. Rocket says, how are you going to score 3 points in the second half? Knicks, the same pass over and over, pretty much. Where was the defensive adjustment, sir, from Halfley? And, quote, we have awful cornerbacks as well. Feels like cope to think that this team does anything in the playoffs coming from Blake.
No chance. They're not doing anything in the playoffs.
I can't believe you don't think they're going to make it. They're going to make it because of what they did already. It's just, you can have zero expectation and hope. They're going to make the playoffs. They are going to. Okay. I promise you.
I hope you're right.
I promise you.
I don't. I've seen enough.
Look in my eyes. I promise.
Oh, you can promise me all you want, Tommy, and I'm going to tell you I don't see it.
I will wear a onesie like you if they do not make the playoffs.
They're separate.
Okay.
Sweatpants and top are separate.
I'll wear that.
You don't got to wear anything.
I'll wear that in the next Mason-Crosby softball game.
I don't want any ramifications on you for being optimistic when nobody else is.
They're going to make the playoffs. They're just not going to perform to what you want them to.
You know what you're doing? Okay. Let everybody listening, listen to me tell you what's going to occur. If and when they lose to the Bears, he will say, no big deal. We figured that was going to happen. They can still win against the Ravens or against the Vikings. Then they're going to come back the following Saturday night because that's a primetime night game on Saturday. They're going to come back in that one. And if they lose to the Ravens, then it's going to be, okay, is there a chance based on the Minnesota Vikings? I'll be honest with you. It may be over by the time you get to the last week of the season against the Vikings. They may not be able to get in depending on what happens between behind them.
The math is in their favor.
Yes,
to make
but the
playoffs.
Math is based on what they've done previous.
If this was a math equation, it would be going for two, down two. That's how easy of the choice this is. They're going to make the playoffs.
Going for two, down two.
Correct.
I don't like that. Their chances at all. You gotta be kidding me. No Watson, no Kraft, no Tom. No, I don't like the offense's chances of going for two, down two, in any scenario at this point. No, I do not. I can't wait to hear everybody on this stage.
It's going
to
be sad.
I cannot wait. If you are in Duluth, like Superior, if you're in Wausau, Green Bay, anywhere in Southeastern Wisconsin, I cannot wait for tomorrow to hear what everybody thinks of this tomorrow. Because I'll be honest with you, if I was at home right now, I wouldn't be listening to this. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near it. I'd put on a Christmas movie and act like the whole damn thing never, ever, ever happened. That's what I'd be doing right now. Hallmark Christmas movie time, baby.
I might have to get into Christmas this year if football is dead. So maybe I'll join you for a Grinch watch party. So I kind of feel like the Grinch of Packer football right now.
You're the optimistic one.
You've been
the most optimic of anybody that's messaged in, called in, or texted in.
It's just fact. They're going to make the playoffs.
Why are you wearing a Tigers hat, by the way?
I'm Tiger Tommy and Akil Badu.
Oh, please don't do that.
Oh, I'm a Magnum PI fan, not a Tigers fan.
Akil Abdu, and that got your boy Isaac Collins out of here.
Isn't that weird?
Not really, because you knew they were deep in the outfield.
Yeah, but that was just a weird trade.
It was a fine trade. And now Matt Arnold says today to Adam McKelvey that they're planning on taking their newest pitcher from the Royals and possibly letting him start, which is what he was doing coming up with the Royals.
Can you tell the Packers season's over with the Brewers talk?
That's fine with me. Let's go. Hot Stove Show starts after this one. Let's go. I'm fine with Hot Stove Show talk.
Micah, why'd you have to get hurt?
Here's one from the 612. Is this the end of LaFleur and Goody?
It almost feels like you can't even penalize MLF anymore now.
No, this is a free pass, Russ.
Right. He lost the first playoff game, I don't even think he can get fired anymore.
Free pass. Yeah, it's definitely a free pass. Packers lose this one to the Denver Broncos. So depressing. It really is. 34-26. Jordan Love, 24 of 40, 276, touchdown, two picks, quarterback rating of 68.3. Jacobs, 12 for 73 yards and a touchdown, receiving 3 for 55 for Matthew Golden, 5 for 55 for Jaden Reed. Luke Musgrave, 4 for 52. All you people, oh, yards after contact, oh, Luke Musgrave, blah, blah, blah. Did you see him roll? Did you see the roll?
Dude.
Man, that roll was sweet.
And I thought, I was really ready to tweet out like that was the most rack he has ever had.
Get some butter
and
for that roll.
It was roll after catch, not run after catch.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man. Luke Musgrave, I'm proud of you, buddy. You picked up at least two or three yards.
He had an amazing first half, and then they never went to him again. Never went to him after that. That was the best half of football he's played since the Cowboys game.
Yes.
And they didn't go to him after that again.
Tommy Wirtz over there. See Sparky Fiver here. Packers lose. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Yeah, well, the Packers lose 34-26 to the Denver Broncos in Denver. Packers go from a 2 seed to a 7 seed, just like that. And now are in danger of looking in from the outside here. And the not-so-distant future. Sparky with you, Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. It is Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. As we broadcast live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tomorrow morning, Inside Wisconsin Sports, Trevor Thomas, Josh Albrecht from 6 to 9. Not going to want to miss that one. 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. Noon to 2, the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis, presented by Verizon. And then from 2 to 5, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. And then 5 to 6, Wisconsin Sports Wrap-Up with my guy, Tommy Wirtz,
so
wrapping up the day.
Are we going to have another Brat Bowl when the Packers play the Bears in the playoffs when it's the 2-7 game?
I don't know. I'm not thinking that far ahead. Why, you think that's going to happen?
That's what's going to happen, just so you're aware.
I don't want to.
They're 100% playing the Bears three times.
I do not want to play them in the playoffs. I have no interest in playing them and potentially losing to them in the playoffs.
Again,
that'll just be even more. That'll be even more worse. Brat Bowl 3, by the way, this Friday, brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. Siding Unlimited. We'll be out there all day from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Come see all of our shows out there. Plus, The Score in Chicago, 6-7 The Score. We'll have all their shows out there as well. So look forward to seeing everybody at the Brat Stop in Kenosha, right there off the Highway 50 exit, coming up on Friday. The more Packer support we can have, the better, because the Bear fans will be more obnoxious than ever, knowing our season is probably over, and they're coming off of a pretty good butt kicking of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Shador didn't have it today. It was negative 20, and it showed. Bears defense, they just get turnovers, man. That's exactly what happens.
Caleb Williams looked good, too.
When I watch the Bears, I think
they're not a bad team.
No, when I watch the Bears, I actually think Caleb Williams is got the potential to be a better quarterback than Ben Johnson does to be a head coach. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it's wrong. Okay, here from Jordan Love. A big blow, and again, Matt LaFleur said that they fear that it's a torn ACL, is what Matt LaFleur said after the game. The knee injuries to Evan Williams and Zach Tom appears to not be as serious, maybe 1 to 3 week injuries. And then the deal with Christian Watson in his chest, he was taken to a local hospital for x-rays to figure out what's going on with him. So, not good stuff for the Green Bay Packers. But a Green and Gold Monday tomorrow. We will talk about all of it tomorrow throughout the day. And we'll see if we can figure out any positive vibes around this thing. Because right now I'm pretty depressed. I got to tell you, I'm pretty depressed. Packers lose 34-26. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of the night. 6 a.m. tomorrow inside Wisconsin Sports. Josh Albrecht and Trevor Thomas. Have a good one. It has been the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, broadcasting live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. For Sparky and Tommy, good night, Wisconsin. Toodles!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.